Hello and welcome to the Talk to Joe Guidance Podcast, where we talk to people in different careers and how they got there. For more information, follow me on Farley Career Guidance on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Hello and welcome to the Talk to Joe Guidance Podcast. My guest today is Kieran Smith, a pharmacist. How are you doing, Kieran?
Hello, Joe. How are you? How are you, Matt?
Listen, would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I will surely, Joe, yeah. So my name's Kieran, so I'm 30 years old. I'm a community pharmacist. I work in McNally's Pharmacy in Minolty. It's a pharmacy based just outside Cowes in County Meath. So it's kind of one of five kind of pharmacies all within the one group. So I suppose I'll start with my story. I went to school, high school in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan. That's where I sat my Leaving Cert. So I done that between 2002 to 2008. And then I kind of went on, I moved on to pharmacy school at the University of Sunderland in the UK. So that was between 2008 to 2012. So I graduated from there in 2012. I moved back home. So I got a kind of a pre-reg, which, you know, if anyone doesn't know, it's a kind of year that all pharmacists have to do after they graduate from university. So I kind of got a placement in Northern Ireland, just outside Newry. So I was based there between 2012 and 2013. I passed that year then, thankfully, and moved on then and done a bit of locum work. So I kind of based myself in the community. So I've been there ever since for the last 7 years.
Wow. Kieran, if I could just take you back a few years, can you tell me a little bit about what school and what kind of what subjects you enjoyed at school?
Yeah, so I kind of loved the science-based subjects. So I'd have to say, through junior cert, I loved science. I enjoyed kind of geography as well, things like that there. But I'd say when I got to kind of maybe fifth year, because I didn't do a transition year, I kind of went directly from kind of junior cert directly on to fifth year, I got a real kind of enjoyment from the science-based subject, particularly biology. I done chemistry as well. I really enjoyed that. Maths, kind of those type of subjects were probably the ones I was probably strongest at, the ones I really enjoyed.
Okay. And Kieran, if I can ask you a little about your application for the CAO and UCAS. Can you kind of remember what that process was like for you?
Yeah, God, it's a long time now since I've done that. But I suppose I kind of knew that, you know, pharmacy in Ireland at the time, the points were so high. And I kind of knew that, you know, maybe if I was going to sit it in Ireland, or do it in Ireland, I kind of needed to do really well at the Leaving Cert. And I kind of knew that I wasn't, you know, as much as I hoped, could have done really well. I kind of knew it was kind of out of my grasp, so as such. So I kind of looked a lot, Joe, at the English UCAS system. I done a lot of research into kind of what colleges in the UK offered pharmacy. So I kind of looked at, I think it was University of Kiel. I looked at places in London, Liverpool. And then I looked at Sunderland as well, actually where I ended up. So I kind of, I suppose it started, I kind of went to the guidance counsellor probably in the school I was in, and he kind of introduced me to, you know, the overall UCAS system, what I had to do. He says kind of, you know, it was like a sort of a long kind of arduous kind of a process I found. You had to write personal statements, all this type of thing. You had to kind of give your predicted grades, all that type of thing. The CAO, I filled it out. I didn't find any real struggle with it. It was kind of very kind of simple compared to UCAS. Just kind of, you know, pick your top universities you would kind of like to attend and kind of just kind of fill them in order of preference, 1 to 5, I think it was.
So you kind of found the CAO a bit more simple?
I would have to say, yeah. I found the CAO really, really kind of simple. It was just, I found basically, find out where you wanted to go. So if you thought Dublin would suit you better, kind of put that number one. If you wanted to go kind of Cork, like I think pharmacy was offered, and there was only really five places at the time in Ireland. I think it was Cork UCC, Dublin RCSI, I think it was TCD, and Trinity, and then I think there was one other pharmacy school. It might have been Galway.
I think it was Galway, Ciarán. If I can kind of take you back, when you applied for UCAS, did you have to go through any interview process, or was it solely on your grades?
It was solely on grade, but what really, I suppose, interview process for UCAS was the personal statement you had to write. So basically within that, it was a kind of, I can't remember the total words now at the minute, it was maybe about 1,500 words. You kind of had to write why you want to study pharmacy, what your interests were, you know, things like that. Basically, why it was kind of like, I suppose, a 1,500 words where you kind of had to sell yourself and prove to the university why you wanted to be there, why you wanted to study pharmacy, and why you felt it was the career path you wanted to go.
Okay. And Ciarán, when you got into college, what was it like for you?
College. I have to say, Joe, at the start, it was daunting. Like, I'm not going to lie. You know, like, you're away from home, you're in a new country, you're kind of, you know absolutely nobody. At the time, a lot of lads I knew were going to Dublin with lads from school. You know, they were going all over the country, you know, but they all appeared, you know, to be going with someone else. And I kind of felt like, geez, I've no one here, like, you know. So I just remember the first day I went into the college, I was like, oh my God, am I sure I've kind of done the right thing here? But definitely, you know, within the first day of arriving in accommodation, I'd say I met maybe two or three really good people that maybe to this day are still my best friends, you know. I met a massive array of Irish people from Cork to Donegal to Antrim, Wexford, all over. So I settled in very, very quickly, you know, in terms of settling in with kind of, you know, the people that were with me. With regards to the course, I'd say it maybe took me kind of maybe 6 months to kind of fully get in tune with, you know, what I was doing. Initially, I found kind of, you know, subjects like chemistry were tough, you know, because, as you know, like A-level students kind of, they kind of come in at a kind of a already more advanced level, say, than Irish students. But, you know,
okay,
over the next kind of, I'd say definitely the first year kind of settled in very well and absolutely took to it like a duck to water. And I have to say, I really enjoyed the course, really, really enjoyed it. I was doing something that I kind of had worked hard for and that I really had a passion for and knew I would be good at.
Okay. And did college kind of prepare you for the world of work in pharmacy?
I say college prepares you, I suppose, with the knowledge, but, you know, preparing you for the world itself, you know, I would say I probably learned, I'd say, a good 70, 80% of what I need for my daily job in that year I done, say, maybe after college.
Okay.
Yeah, because in that year, you're kind of exposed to kind of everything that a community pharmacist does, from kind of, you know, running a business to kind of dispensing medications and dealing with people. You get all that exposure in the pre-reg year, the year after the 4 years in college.
Okay.
College now, it prepares you with all the knowledge you need. But sometimes, you know, when you get outside, you know, having all that knowledge, you know, kind of, if you have all that knowledge and you can't relay that to, like, say, a patient of yours, it's not really much good to you. So, you know, I kind of found, yeah, definitely the pre-reg year prepared me probably the most of anything for what I'm at now at the minute.
Okay, and Ciarán, if I could take you back to when you were 17, 18, if you had to give any tips to someone who was looking to get into your line of work, what would they be?
I would say do your research. Definitely, you know, have a word with your guidance counsellor. Find out what you're interested in. I'd say, like, you know, from when I was in first, second and third year, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, really. I had interest in subjects, but it was only really after, I'd say, junior cert that I was really like, oh my God, I've 3 years now here to kind of find out what I'm really, really want to do with my life for the next 40 years. So I'd say, you know, if you feel you have an interest in something, get exposure to it. So kind of, you know, if you wanted to say to be a pharmacist, go into your local pharmacy, ask maybe can you spend a week, 2 weeks, and kind of observe firsthand kind of what they do and network with people. Like we're in the age of social media now, is kind of, you can just pick up the phone, message someone, that information is there at you, I'd say at the bottom of a hat, you know, or at the click of a button, things like that. But do your own research and, you know, find out really what you want to do, because there's no point, I don't think, in kind of saying, oh, I might like this, I might like that, you know, you got to go and kind of go out and say, look, I'm really going to find out what I want to do here and research it, you know.
Kieran, that is brilliant advice. Kieran, I'd love to thank you for coming on the show today. Really, really appreciate it. And if there's anyone who's ever got any questions about pharmacy, you're the first man I'm going to be asking.
Absolutely. And if there's anyone there, Joe, or any of your listeners or anything like that there, geez, yeah, can message me anytime and I'll go through anything with them, you know. Because, you know, I'd love to know that I could help someone.
Brilliant, Kieran. Thank you so much and stay safe.
You're welcome, Joe. Thanks a million.
Thank you for listening to the Talk to Joe Guidance podcast. If you have any questions, follow me on Farley Career Guidance on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. I hope you found the content valuable and have a good day.